Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The way Michigan's schools are funded is complex, and the subject is emotionally charged. Proposal A was passed in 1994, a then-new system for funding Michigan schools. Prop A stopped the use of local property taxes as a source of school funding. Instead, it created a new state education tax, and it boosted the state sales tax from 4 to 6 cents on the dollar, with the extra 2 cents going to the school aid fund. Well, here we are, 20 years out, and the one thing many Michiganders agree on, it is time to overhaul Proposal A. But there are so many views on how that should be done. Chastity Pratt-Dossey reports for Bridge Magazine. And this week, Bridge is featuring a series of reports by her looking at how we fund schools in Michigan. Chastity, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So, Chastity, let's get into some history, especially for people who are newer to Michigan or who didn't have kids in school or who were paying property taxes in 1994 when Prop A was passed. So it really wasn't on their radar screens, and we've been living with it for these 20 years. How well did this thing work, and where did it fail?
Well, it did what people wanted it to do. Back in 1994, you had people fed up with their property taxes, just, you know, in some places really getting out of control. So Prop A reduced people's property taxes because it took the onus off of the local property taxpayers to pay for their school districts and spread the payments across the state with a new state education tax. Mm-hmm. So it lowered property taxes, and it, as a result, gave the poorer districts a boost, so that they were closer in funding to what the higher funding districts were getting. So those two things it did do. It, you know, it reduced property taxes and it gave more per pupil funding to the poorer district. Well, what it never aspired to do and never has done is totally close the gap between the poor districts and the affluent districts. It didn't totally close the gap. And remember, when you fund schools with 2 cents from your sales tax, what happens when the economy slumps and people aren't really spending a lot of money?
Like it's been, yeah.
Exactly. That means less money for schools. So Prop A makes our schools really susceptible to the economy and recessions and things of that nature. So for those reasons, people are really saying, well, maybe we need to make some tweaks, make some changes, because we don't want our children to have to suffer when there's some swings in sales taxes and things of that nature.
Which we have certainly watched throughout the Great Recession, which in some areas of the state really felt like a great big depression. So
definitely.
Where your piece for Bridge describes two visions of Michigan in this conversation, or some may say a fight over school funding, equity and adequacy. Spell these visions out for us, Chastity.
Well, when you say equity, you know, people understand it to mean, you know, fairness, equality. Well, you have a camp that says, a group of people in Michigan who say, look, we need to just give every school district a basic per pupil amount that's equal. And then, you know, if you have some poor kids, they'll be eligible for some federal grants. But, you know, start everyone else on the same, you know, playing field with the same state funded per pupil amount. So that's really the most conservative idea of equity. And then you have a group, usually educators, who say, look, we need to fund schools adequately. We need to give each school district enough money to deal with their specific needs. Some schools need more money for transportation, some for special ed. You know, fund them adequately, and then you will have everyone on an equal opportunity playing field. These two camps, two different ways of looking at it, both trying to come up with something that's fair.
And what is the general consensus? What is fair?
Well, we don't really know in Michigan. I had a story that talked about adequacy studies. I would say more than 40 of your states in the United States have done adequacy studies to basically find out how much should a state pay to provide a quality education. Well, Michigan, we're one of the very few who hasn't, you know, done an adequacy study to figure out how much we should be paying for education. So when you say what's fair, we really don't know in Michigan. It's more like we give the schools what the state figures it can afford to give the schools and leave it to them to educate the kids and, you know, spend the money right. Now, I had one source say, well, you know, if in Michigan, you know how much it costs to lay a road per mile, but we don't know how much it costs to educate children per student. And that's just not the case in other states.
And I wonder, as you look at Michigan, and it does seem that there's a basically a general level of dissatisfaction across the board with, with the gap between the poorer and the more affluent districts, and also Michigan's ability to create and hold on to college graduates. And as we look at that, people were not happy. But then to look out to other states, what can we learn from other states who are doing it better than Michigan?
Well, I think right now everybody talks about Massachusetts and increasingly about Tennessee, where mm-hmm. they've put in a lot of reforms. And what we see in states that are more equitable with their funding and that are, you know, performing better on tests is we've seen them conduct adequacy studies and, as a result, adjust how they fund schools. You know, the study basically says, well, what should we be doing in schools and how much does that cost? Should we be doing year-round school? Should we be doing teacher evaluations? What should we be doing and how much does that cost? And they adjust their funding formulas accordingly. And then they also institute those reforms, and those reforms lead to better outcomes. So in Michigan, we're kind of behind the ball or behind, you know, the trend and need to probably consider some of the avenues that are working in other states.
And is there any appetite or interest in conducting an education adequacy study?
Well, there's a bill, House Bill 5269. Some Democrats are pushing it. It's not really going anywhere right now. But then you also have the State Board of Education, which is raising money to do an independent adequacy study as well. So if I had to guess, I would guess that the State Board is probably going to get their study funded and actually completed before the legislature, because the bill is just not moving right now.
Okay. I also think we need to talk about the fact that we live in a state that has term limits. Do you think that's one of the problems that we face in Michigan in coming up with a good and fair system for funding our schools?
You know, the really tough issues in Michigan rely on legislators who are well-educated on the issues. And, you know, when you term limit people, they don't have 10, 20 years to really intimately know the details. You know, Bill Rogers, who's the he's on the House Appropriations Subcommittee for School Aid, he's been doing this for like 4 budget seasons, and that makes him the most senior person in that capacity. You know, 4 budgets, you know, he's the most senior person. We need really clear understanding, and it's hard for legislators to learn these really intricate details in 6 years and, you know, 4 or 5 budget cycles. So there is consensus, or there is, you know, an opinion out there that term limits really stall the process, because, you know, a legislator could learn the issue and then, you know, they're gone and someone else has to take up, you know, the torch. And it took 20 years to redo our funding system here in Michigan, and that was with legislators who didn't have term limits.
Mm-hmm.
So unless and until there's really a groundswell of voters and taxpayers really begging for a change, it's gonna be a hard sell.
Chastity, do you see a way for these very sometimes opposing views about our schools to ever become one vision for funding and improving Michigan schools?
The divisions are deep, and as far as, like, you know, what the Republicans want, what the Democrats want, what the conservatives want, what the school choice people want, what the unions want, these divisions are really deep. And when we got Proposal A, it was really, you know, it revolutionized how we did things in Michigan, but it was led by taxpayers, by voters, by everyday people really pushing their lawmakers to do something. And it was, you know, it was almost a crisis point. We had Kalkaska Public Schools running out of money, you know, literally running out of money. So when we get to the real crisis point, we might see some really quick answers, but I don't know. It's hard to say right now whether we're at a point where we're going to see the real hard conversations happening.
Chastity Pratt Dossie's series, Exploring School Funding in Michigan, can be easily found at the Bridge Magazine website. You can go to bridgemi.com. That's bridgemi.com. Chastity, it has been great talking with you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Anytime.